Is chasing your dreams worth it?
No!
Today, they're not gonna lie. Okay, hey, hello everyone, we are
Chabasheng!
Yeah, like as artists, we've always been independent. Mm-hmm. So that is quite, like if you're off the beaten track for chasing a singing dream, then we are even more off. We are like the side road of the beaten track because we're independent. We're not signed to a record label.
To our listeners who are listening to this, if you are interested in entering the music industry or just doing any freelance work and you feel like you are so alone in this journey because there's no organization backing you, this will definitely be a podcast for you.
How do you redefine success but not lose your drive? Because you'll say that's what you'll struggle with, right?
Redefine success but not lose your drive.
Podcast episode 34.
Because as a freelancer, you need to push yourself. Nobody's going to push
you're
you.
Right. Yeah. Correct. That is true. I think this is something we're learning.
Yeah, that's our failure.
Yes, really.
How to drive.
We are very chill, aren't we? I think 2024 we're already trying.
But this year we got drive. This year
we got drive.
So this year I got drive. Yeah, every day I wake up and I think, what can I do for Chabasheng? Yeah, then I do.
Every day I got drive. I get into the car and I drive.
No. Yeah, you try to go out and do errands, right?
But I feel like maybe it helps to really like see yourself as a business.
Yes, you are your own sales team. So when it comes to the creative industry,
I think that applies very directly lah, because you are selling your product, right? Or your service and whatever. I don't know whether it applies loosely across all freelancer industries.
I think, when you said that, I suddenly had the thought like, I think it's important to have goals, but maybe not too lofty. Yeah. You know, so this year we do have a goal. And
like to make KPI, it more KPI. Concrete lah. Like not just I want to succeed, I want to be single.
Yeah,
but make it more concrete.
Oh, I want to be famous.
Break it down.
Break it down, KPI. Yeah. You go out, how many people recognize you?
Wow. Every day you must count it.
That person recognized me. 60,000.
Let's go. Say hi to Carrie.
That's quite a fun KPI.
KPI. This is how you measure like people got...
Actually not bad.
Every day
not bad. Really.
Because my husband, right, is on TV one. It's like that one.
Yeah,
when he's on the 9 o'clock show, more people recognize him. Yeah. This month you famous.
Oh, really?
This month. You famous.
After people forget you one.
Yeah, so you must go on more 9 p.m.
Hey, Superstar, you damn famous, eh? But, yeah. Hey, Superstar, we were very famous, eh? I got mobbed, eh? Shouldn't you have to save me? Really?
You got mobbed?
You got people chase me. Yeah.
This year's KPI is for both of you to get mobbed.
I always say one, please mob
man.
Me.
Mob is
please,
hard, man.
Please mob me.
Sometimes after a concert, right, then we have our fans like just following us quietly at a distance. I'm like,
your fans are mob
me,
polite.
Just mob me. Then people think I'm famous.
Our fans are very polite. They just follow us like stalker at that. It's very cute.
But at a distance, very polite.
I love them.
Then I'm like, just mob me. Just
And then we'll gather. I will stand there awkwardly. And then we like host like that. Oh, so how's your life recently? So we will like talk to them.
Nice.
And then we tired. Then we, okay, you want photo or not?
Take photo.
Sign your poster.
Yeah, we have to ask them. Then
they'll
take the camera and like, okay lah.
Okay lah. Yes.
Okay, so Chabasheng fans, y'all have permission to go up to them and ask.
That's right.
And like, and like if you see us, right, like just scream out our name.
I'm going to be your security guard. I think you need a security guard.
No, we need fans first, man.
Okay.
No, in Singapore, it's like that one. Once you have a security guard following you, people assume your face.
Then they will come. So, the trick is to first hire a security guard.
So it's like, you know, a hawker center store, right? If ever I start a hawker center store, I'll hire people to queue.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you
so
must
say if you are a business, you
hire
a security
one security guard.
Guard.
Not security guard, bodyguard, right? We hire one for the bodyguard and five fans.
Okay, I can be one of the fans.
Just follow us around.
It's a business idea.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
So yeah, freelancers.
Then bodyguard.
Hongjie
is the bodyguard.
Okay. Yeah, so freelancers must have that business goal.
Marketing. KPI. So if you think about it as a business, I was thinking maybe what is good is also having a team. But then that's also a luxury. Because for freelance people, you can't pay that many people to form a team.
Right,
but you know, like even a podcast, you cannot be the artist, the host, the person setting out the lights, the person, you know, editing the video, and then also the person marketing and the person posting. It's like, it's many different things that different people should be helping, because you need a marketing person to look at what just happened from a very neutral perspective, from a consumer standpoint.
Yeah.
But if I'm the one that's already sharing and I think that, I said that thing was quite cool, and then I market that, it's
it might not be the correct thing. Yeah.
Your own head.
Might not be the correct thing.
Own self say, own self move.
Yeah. Own self say, own self high.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you need that other person. I think that's still something. Because we don't have the luxury of having that, we also need to compartmentalize and learn to look at ourselves from a different point of view.
I think there's an equal balance of passion and also that practicality, that drive to be able to break things down so that you can know also progress. So it's not like, okay, you have to be successful like how everyone else defines success, but you define it yourself.
Yes, define it. Define your own success.
And your steps. Your milestones.
And work towards it, right? Like, you know, you have KPI, you have goal, and then the drive will come.
Yeah. And don't be discouraged, lah. Sometimes you set a goal and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Don't be discouraged. Yeah. At least it's okay.
Every journey is not wasted.
Set another goal, then we try again. And the image is like when you plant a seed in the ground, right? And then nothing happens for a very long time. But things are happening in the ground.
My cucumber is not growing.
Yeah, but don't worry. Things are happening.
It's growing.
Sprouting.
Yeah.
Things are happening.
Cannot see only. Okay. Yeah.
So I think with dreams, a lot of times it's like this. You plant something.
Yes.
And then in this current society, you do something and you want to get instant gratification.
Mm.
But a lot of us have lost that patience to wait for it to really blossom.
Maybe it's recognizing like that particular season is maybe not seeing actual growth.
Yes.
Yeah. But like maybe... Going back to your analogy, right? Maybe your rose is just water. Yeah. And that is your goal for that year.
Just show up, right?
Yeah.
Show up, just show water. Up.
Yeah.
And maybe pray. But because we did a podcast last year. We did 10 episodes. And honestly, we enjoyed ourselves so much. It was tiring. It was a commitment. But we managed to do 10, which is for us not easy. Now, the question, the problem is that we look back on it and we just feel like it didn't give us the fruits we thought we would get. For the amount of effort that we put in, you know. It was a little bit discouraging, I must say. But when I look, I mean, it doesn't bother me that much because I really have that faith that I'm doing this in this season and it's not gonna blossom immediately after in the next season. It could be a few years later, something will happen. And I think having that sort of a faith and trust to do whatever feels right
at that
moment is also something that freelancers and artists need to hold on to.
I feel like being in a freelance role, you have to hold many tensions, like one of which being that in some sense you're not entitled to success. Like just because you chose to do something difficult, step out of safety into risk, doesn't mean you are entitled to success, and it's nobody's fault. It's like your choice, lah.
Oh, but I really like this.
At the same time, like, you still got to believe that you can be successful if you work hard enough. So that's the tension.
Yes.
Well said.
Can be freelancer.
This
can
episode, that line will do. It's true. Because we have so many friends who are freelancers, like singers or like creative. And then they will feel entitled. You know,
like because I put in so much effort.
And when you feel entitled, right? Then you don't get it. You have frustration, bitterness, self-resentment.
I think entitlement is a great word because you know in corporate life you are entitled to a certain number of days.
They put in this much effort. They get this salary. They get this.
Even bonus is an entitlement now.
It's true. The terms and conditions are clearer.
But in the freelance world, unfortunately, when you're chasing your dream, and it's all, you know, it's all arbitrary. Like the money that you get. Like, how do you measure how much money should you get from a website?
It's how you define your worth as a service provider.
I wonder, right? Like, because your journey has been, I guess, quite like, like there have been many things happening. At any point, have you all ever considered giving up?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think the only...
Many times, eh?
Actually, there was only once for me. The one time when we had a very bad...
2012.
Argument.
Where our friendship was at stake.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, I had enough of this person already. Bad attitude.
Today will be wrong.
Are you not close up, by the way?
Who, me?
Yeah, okay, close up.
Okay, that was your only time.
I think that was my only time, yeah. And it was not even because of success. Like, you know,
it's
like...
just working dynamic.
The failure. Yeah, I can accept the outcome of, you know, our efforts, but like, it were, there was just one period of time when we were just very rude to each other. Mm. Yeah, we got to a point.
We were not happy, lah, basically.
Yeah, we were not happy. And we were, like, you know, like sisters, you know, you will quarrel. Mm. And then the quarrel is can be them poisonous one.
Yeah.
Because right? It's so logical. Close until got no filter.
Yeah, no filter.
Yeah.
One. Oh. And I just like, wow, I cannot take this already.
Yeah. So that was your only time?
I think so.
We did, but in your own journey as a singer, you really never felt like giving up before.
No.
Why?
But I never do it full time. So, you know,
she didn't consider herself doing it full time.
Yeah.
Can always go back corporate work, right? Yeah,
yeah. Is that still an option to you? Like, so, like, no, while you pursue stuff. This, right? Is that still like a backup plan?
I have a lot of backup plans.
Yeah, she has a lot.
Yeah, I have a lot of
Carrie is a doer.
Yeah.
She's someone who can do many different things.
Yeah.
Woman of multi talents.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I never need to give up. Like I'm not sacrificing anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just come back to it.
So you don't think that like while doing this, because you say you want to go like you have a goal for Chao Pan Sen this year, you want to go all in. Like would you think that actually could I have had a better use of my time, maybe in the corporate world? Like, do you have these kind of thoughts?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, like I really enjoy writing songs, putting our songs out there. I really enjoy it. And I think we've gotten to quite a stable place in terms of like, okay, we have some credibility as singer-songwriters. We do get like invitation from MediaCorp to come and write for their drama. I take whatever I can get as like encouragement.
Yeah. It is like, it's recognition
of
your
talent. Yeah.
So you don't have to think that I could have been doing this so-and-so out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Dear, how about you?
I always want to give up.
Yeah, but share more. That's interesting.
I feel like I consistently always want to give up. And I'm always thinking, what can I bring to this table? And what do I have to offer? And like when I say I give up, right, I'm not giving up on Chao Pan Sheng. I'm giving up on myself. I feel like she can do it even without me. Oh. Yeah. And
I'm not agreeing as in like, I can do it like you by her. Myself, but I know that,
because she's gone through a lot of all these episodes together with me.
I understand her sentiments.
And if I have to share with anyone, it will always be her, because I also feel most responsible because we share this dream.
Mm.
Yeah. And, but she has also been witness to how every time I want to give up, right, something will happen.
Mm.
For example, I think the most obvious one was 2019. So I suffered a very bad blow to my voice in 2017. I lost my voice and I struggled with it so hard.
Mm.
So when I lost my voice, it was difficult because my identity as a singer was completely down.
You are your voice.
I am my voice. Yeah. Oh, so I thought.
Mm.
So that was my journey where I realized that I'm, like what she said, my identity is not a singer.
Wow.
I'm more than that. More than I'm voice. First a person, you know, I'm a child of God.
Mm.
I'm a daughter. I'm a sister before I'm a singer.
Mm.
So when I lost that, I really struggled for a long time.
Mm.
But then as I slowly rebuilt my voice, my confidence, and I walked in with this handicap as a singer for a very long time, 2019 was when I decided, okay, I have worked this thing hard enough. I am still not getting the breakthrough that I want in my voice.
Mm.
I think after this concert, I am going to give up.
Mm.
I am going to retire. That was the most serious
one.
She
wanted to go to Japan and be a farmer.
Yeah, I wanted to do something that completely had nothing to do with singing.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, see if I could perhaps have a new garden somewhere.
Mm.
So I wanted to do that. Then, and I just shared it with you, right?
Mm.
When we were planning for the concert, I said, we will definitely do this concert.
Mm.
But I'm looking at it as like a farewell concert.
Mm.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then we released news.
I didn't believe it.
She didn't believe it. Okay. But when I believed it very strongly.
Yes.
Like I already done all my thinking. Mm. And then we released news of the concert.
Mm.
And what the heck? The tickets were sold out in an hour.
Wow. In fact, within a few minutes.
Like less than an hour.
The system hang already. Because, I mean, there was problem also, like the COVID.
No, this one is not our COVID. This one is not 2021. This is 2019 NX. 2019 NX. Now you remember already?
NX. Oh yeah. They were like,
I was gonna give
it
up.
It was supposed to be like
300
tickets
plus.
But it was
packs.
Sold out like so quick.
We were not expecting to sell out. We were not expecting. Mm. We were thinking 300 plus, maybe, you know, over a few days we'll be able to sell it out.
Mm.
That is the best case scenario.
Yeah.
But
within that hour, mm-hmm. it was sold out.
Yeah, it was sold out.
And I just
told
her.
And they had to increase the capacity.
And I just told her, like, giving her a heads up, mm. I think I'm going to give up.
Mm.
And then when it was sold out, I tell you, I just, I like, cool sell. Because, what's happening? What do you mean? I really, really like, I just feel so incredulous and like, flabbergasted and like, a bit helpless, you know? Because, okay, so there are a lot of people who actually want to listen to us sing. And like, here I am like, I want to give up. It was really difficult to... It, like that, this encouragement happened when I didn't want it.
Do you know when we sold out, right? We haven't even put our poster out.
Yeah. Then Esplanade, like, we were asking Esplanade, so should we promote the show because there's no tickets to promote?
Nothing to promote already.
Yeah, it was just Hua Yi announced their lineup and then it was sold out. We took our own. We thought it was so funny. And we had our funny poster that like we do like Ice K2. 青春是什么? And then like we haven't even posted it yet. It was so already.
Yeah. So that was until now I still remember it very 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 clearly and vividly.
Mm.
And you know, even after that, we opened out 100 more tickets, sold out again. Mm. Another 100. We max out the capacity in NX.
Then many
so
people
back
so us for ticket. Well,
it's really a standing, it's a mosh pit. We max out the capacity. Huh. I was able to
crowd surf.
Because
you
we maxed out.
Crowd surf.
Yeah, slowest crowd surf you will ever see.
Yeah, it's very worth it.
You can see everybody very, very careful with my body.
No, people careful with your body is one thing, but the funny thing is you going down, you know, like normally we watch those rock star, right? They jump backwards, right?
Yeah.
Trust fall like that, but she like, you're
slow me,
right? She slowly, no, she's slowly slow. Sit down, then like that.
It's the Pilates class, they ask you slowly.
Yeah. But it's really a testimony, because I really wanted to give up, and then when it was so, I really just, sorry, what game are you playing here? What is this game of life I did not subscribe to? You know, I'm not... It's just that when I want that success, I don't get it, what? You know, but when I'm about to give up, then suddenly I have it. It was very interesting. But because of this mindset and going into this concert, which is a two-hour concert, full-fledged with musicians that we worked with over time. And as I was going through it, I always felt like, I am not worth it. I always feel like they are also wonderful. They're also good, but I am struggling to keep up, you know. But before going up on stage, I remember we prayed and I shared a verse that really gave me encouragement. I can't remember. I think it's Philippians or something where it talked about how we should focus on the good. Reminding me to look around and focus on the good. Because I had spent so much of my time focusing on what I lacked. Where I was not good enough.
Oh, yes.
Where I'm not worthy. I suck, you know. I'm not where I want to be. Me. Actually, it was all me.
No, it's me, but it's all the worst side of
all
me.
All the worst
you know?
Side. Like I'm not good enough.
Yeah, you didn't think about the good side of you.
Yeah, but so... Oh, I was told to focus. But when I look at around me, my friends, the number of volunteers who came to help blow balloons, throw balloons off.
That's because they wanted to come in
the
without
goodness,
the
goodness. Oh, no, la. More than that, la. Why you like that? You like to say that my testimony, you got no clout already.
I'm kidding.
That's how many friends y'all have, actually.
Friends, no, we had like 30 friends who wanted to come in without tickets.
So nice. No, because they couldn't get a ticket. Yeah. So then we started to add them into the crew list.
That's proof of how many fans you have, ma. They wiped out all
the it was friends. Extremely encouraging. So I looked around me and all I could see were so many good things. That I could be thankful for.
Yeah.
And it helped me to not focus on what I lacked, but to see what I had been given.
Yes. I think this brings us to a really good point, which is that a lot of people like to look at other people and say, wow, this person can do this that I cannot. So I'm lacking. But you need to focus on what you have and you strategize according to what you have.
I heard something the other day talking about how this, because of Instagram and TikTok and all that, right? We often tend to compare our behind the scenes with people's highlight reels.
It's very true.
Our behind the scenes.
Yeah. With people's highlight reels. Because behind the scenes, we go through the difficult, the sweat and the blood. But all we see from other people is their highlight reels.
Their success.
Yes. You know, so often when we do that, don't spend so much time on Instagram, my guys.
But follow us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like all my posts, please. You like or don't like, you also like.
And leave a comment. Good for algorithm, apparently.
Oh yeah, and share with your friends. Just like forward it to your friends. Good for algorithm.
Yeah.
I see the drive.
Yeah. I would not do this last year.
Yeah, I mean, I really, really enjoyed it. I think as we were talking, I was also trying to empathize and think about the whole like freelancing journey. I feel like whatever you guys said about not knowing who your fans are, in some sense, I can relate with that because like we've been doing NGL for a while, right? When we threw our first NGL party, honestly, at the back of my head, I was like, I have no idea, maybe five people would turn up,
but and it's be our friends.
I was like, precisely. Because like all the people I know who watch NGL are my friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's going to come to a party that we
or strangers
host? Yeah, totally. I totally understand this feeling.
Like, okay. They don't know us, but Instagram still private, you know?
So people turned up and like they come and tell us that they actually really enjoy our content, and I was very shocked. And then apparently we had a second party and a third party, and different people continued turning up. So I totally understand what you're saying, but I'm very glad also that you had that moment to encourage you and know that like what you're doing, you're putting out something that is of meaning and precious into the world.
So when I look back, it doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense because I wanted to give up, and then somebody came and asked me if I want to open a coffee shop, and I said yes.
So she didn't go to Japan.
So I didn't go to Japan. So I had a coffee shop for 4 years. So I look back, I just like,
which is another struggle.
Invite me for your F&B
F&B episode next time. Okay.
We can have a freelancer according to industry. Y'all can speak in every industry.
It seems like
y'all have been doing everything.
Web designer, tuition,
photography.
Photography also.
NGL, I've done everything. But thank you so much for coming and joining us on our episode today. I think it's quite rare that we get to really peek into the real behind the scenes of somebody who probably on the outside to fans, followers, looks like you guys are just like chill, you know what you're doing.
But then again, hardship is not just eating cup noodles. Like, we really, really got to hear the struggles that y'all went through and the efforts that y'all put in.
You can have hardship and still have fine dining one.
It's all about how you spend your money. You want to know? Watch our previous episode
on how we make bad life decisions with our money.
But really, really, I appreciate it a lot because I think that this is quite a precious and rare opportunity that we get to hear a lot about your journey. So we're very thankful that you guys joined
us
today.
Thank you for
inviting us. Thank you. If we have another episode, maybe we'll invite you guys back to share more of your experiences.
Yes, please. Yeah, thank you. But prepare to interview us for a longer time.
As you can tell, we love it. But thank you, everybody, for joining us for this episode of NGL. We hope that you guys enjoyed the content. And if you're on this freelancing journey, we hope that you were able to relate with some of the things that were being shared. If you want to share your story with us, please just drop us some DMs and tell us how it's been for you. We would love to offer a listening ear.
Yes. And if you like this episode, be sure to send it to give us a like or follow. And if you have friends, you know, in this freelancing job and you feel like this episode will really encourage them, please send it to them as well. And if you like our content, we've got many episodes out there. You can find us on YouTube as well as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And we also have socials, ngl.people on TikTok and Instagram. And we've also got a Telegram channel where we will post behind the scenes and updates about what we're going to shoot next. So be sure to follow us. And also please follow these lovely ladies here.
Follow Carrie.
Kia Tan Gugu.
We'll put it in the description box so you can
click it. Kia got more followers than me.
Okay. Follow Carrie. Follow Carrie. We put it in the description box. Y'all click, okay?
Yeah, and
other than that,
anybody want to be security guard also? Let us know.
Give us comments. We will help them to find a team. So that's thank you for joining us for this episode. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.